نواد نظرات، ویلکم بیک ٹو تھاٹ بیہائنڈ تھنگس. آج ہم پھر سے آپ کے فیوریٹ کلینکل سائیکالوجسٹ کے ساتھ موجود ہیں. کلینکل سائیکالوجسٹ ہی ہوئے نا،
کلینکل سائیکالوجسٹ.
آج کے ایپیسوڈ میں واٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو ڈسکس از پرٹیکولرلی بیکاز سم تھنگ میں آج کل بہت زیادہ سوچ رہا ہوں، بہت زیادہ ریفلیکٹ کر رہا ہوں اس چیز کے بارے میں. علی، جو کانٹینٹ کریئٹرز ہیں، رائٹ، جو جن کو انفلوئنسرز کہا جاتا ہے، آفن ٹائمز انفلوئنسرز بیکاز دے ٹین ٹو انفلوئنس یو نو پیپل ہو آر فالوئنگ دیم، اینڈ ان کے انفلوئنس کے اوپر جا کر وہ لوگ اپنی زندگیاں بدلتے ہیں. اچھا، اس سے پہلے میں پوچھنا چاہوں گا، ہیو یو سین دی سوشل ڈائلما؟
آئی سو ہاف آف اٹ، آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو سی دی ادر آفٹر نائٹ.
ہاؤ ڈو یو لائک اٹ سو فار؟
اٹس امیزنگ، اٹس سو انسائٹفل، اینڈ واٹ آئی ریئلی لائک اباؤٹ اٹ از کہ لاٹ آف دی ڈاکیومنٹریز آئی واچ آر فرام اے بیہیویئرل پرسپیکٹیو. تو یہ ایکچولی ایک بندہ جو کہ سلیکون ویلی میں بیٹھ کے اس کو دی کانشنس آف سلیکون ویلی کہا جا رہا ہے. ویری انٹرسٹنگ،
بڑی آئی اوپننگ، اینڈ لاٹ آف تھنگز دیٹ وی felt or had discussions about but always thought it was a conspiracy theory. نہیں ایسا نہیں، وہ آپ کو فائنلی یو نو اس میں مل گیا. بٹ اسی کو دیکھنے کے بعد بھی، پہلے بھی میں سوچ رہا تھا، اور اس کو دیکھنے کے بعد خاص کر میں نے دیکھا کہ یو نو ایک انٹرنیٹ سب کلچر بھی بن چکا ہوا ہے انفلوئنزا والا، یو نو ٹویٹر کے اوپر میرے پر بھی اٹیک آیا تھا. آئی ٹرائی ٹو ڈیکنسٹرکٹ کہ وائی آر پیپل سو اگینسٹ انفلوئنسرز، اینڈ اس کے اوپر ریفلیکٹ کرتے ہوئے مجھے ریئلائزیشن ہوئی کہ یو نو مے بی اے لاٹ آف واٹ وی ڈو you know is rubbing off very poorly on the viewers. ke for example main mere baal bane hote hain, hamesha bane hote hain. main jab baal nahi banata to mujhe likes kam aate hain, theek hai, mujhe responses engagement kam aati hai. to automatically meri ye ke bada subconscious kism ka behavior ban gaya ki main jo na baal banane, subah uthne baal banane. jab main wo stories aur you know sara wo dalta hu online aur hum log usko constantly dekhte hain, تو کنزیومر تو پرابلی یہ سوچ رہا ہوگا کہ یار بال بنانا جو ہے نا وہ بڑا ایک نارمل سی چیز ہے، اور وہ جب صبح اٹھتے ہیں اور اس کے بال خراب ہوتے ہیں تو وہ بیٹھ کے پرابلی ہی فیلز بیڈ اباؤٹ اٹ. اور جب مجھے دیکھتا ہے وہ، یو نو دانیال شیخ کو دیکھتا ہے، وہ مبین کو دیکھتا ہے، وہ اس طرح کے 10-15 لوگوں کو دیکھتا ہے، اور ایوری بڈی از پرفیکٹلی ویری پرفیکٹ آن لائن. تو ڈو یو تھنک دیٹ امپیکٹس ہم؟
یا سو وین آئی واز ریڈنگ دی ریسرچ آن دس، تو آئی فاؤنڈ سم تھنگ ریئلی انٹرسٹنگ کہ دیر از ون فیکٹر جو کہ کانٹریبیوٹ کرتا ہے ان ہاؤ ہیلتھی اور انہیلتھی سوشل میڈیا از گوئنگ ٹو بی فار یو.
اوکے،
اور وہ یہ ہے، واٹ از یور لیول آف انوی؟ سو آپ جب سوشل میڈیا پہ ہوتے ہیں، یو نو دیر از ہاؤ دیر آر سم، آئی مین یو آر سم ون ہو ہیز اے لارج فالوئنگ، بٹ یو نو ہاؤ دیر آر سم پیپل ہو یوز سوشل میڈیا اور وہ خاموش رہتے ہیں، دیکھ رہے ہوتے ہیں لیکن کچھ بولتے نہیں ہیں، کچھ پوسٹ نہیں کرتے، دے ڈونٹ ٹاک ایٹ آل. دیٹس واٹ یو کال پیسو سوشل میڈیا یوزج.
اوکے،
اینڈ دیٹ از اس میں زیادہ چانسز ہیں کہ آپ کی ایمپتھی بھی رائز، ایمپتھی کہہ رہا ہوں، آپ کی انوی بھی، انوی کے لیولز انکریز ہوتے ہیں.
رائٹ،
اف دیر از لیولز آف انوی دین دیر از پرابلی گن بی سم نیگیٹو امپیکٹ آن یور مینٹل ہیلتھ، آن یور ویوز، ہاؤ یو پرسیونگ ادر پیپل، سیلف اسٹیم پہ بہت زیادہ فرق پڑتا ہے.
رائٹ،
بٹ ہاں، دا ڈیٹا پریٹی مچ کلیئرلی سیز کہ انکریز سوشل میڈیا یوزیج از ناٹ گڈ فار یور مینٹل ہیلتھ.
رائٹ،
اور ڈاؤٹ.
سو آئی مین، اچھا، سر آپ نے بڑا انٹرسٹنگ کنورٹ کیا، یو ٹوک اٹ فرام دا کریئٹر سائڈ ٹو مور آن دا یوزر سائڈ، بیکاز یو سینگ کہ دا پرائمری کوریلیشن آف الاٹ آف دا مینٹل ہیلتھ یو نو ایشوز ود سوشل میڈیا از کہ یوزر جو ہے وہ اپنا سوشل میڈیا کس طرح مینیج کر رہا ہے. کین یو ایکسپینڈ لٹل بٹ مور آن دیٹ کہ واٹ ڈز دیٹ مین؟ لائک اف آئی ایم اے سوشل میڈیا یوزر، آئی ایم اے کریئٹر، یس، بٹ آئی ایم آلسو اے یوزر.
یا
سو کیا کوئی ڈیجیٹل ہائیجین ہے، کیا ہے جو کہ؟
او یا یا، سو یو نو آئی تھنک کہ ود یو ان پرٹیکولر یور سچویشن از ویری ڈفرنٹ، بیکاز یو کانٹ ریئلی سپریٹ یور یوسیج فرام یور پروڈکشن. رائٹ، ایٹ دس پوائنٹ آئی ہیو مائی اون لٹل پبلک پلیٹ فارم، ایون آئی کانٹ سپریٹ دیٹ اینی مور. سم ون ہو ڈز ناٹ ہیو اے پبلک پلیٹ فارم جو کہ پیورلی کنزیوم کر رہا ہے، یو نو، سم ون ہوز اے پیورلی کنزیومر، سم ون ہوز ناٹ بینیفیٹنگ ان اینی وے فرام سیلنگ اے پروڈکٹ، سیلنگ اے سروس، what I just said, that's related to them. But I'm very interested in what happens to people like you, who are public figures. You have over 100,000 people on your Instagram now, right?
Yep.
So, sabse pehle to, I think you may have talked about this with someone before, but cancel culture.
Right.
You're not allowed to be human.
Yeah, basically.
You know, I mean, you're going to make mistakes.
And it's important to identify کہ human ہوتا کیا ہے نا، اور میرے لیے human وہ ہوتا ہے جو کہ mistakes کرتا ہے.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's being human.
Yeah, absolutely. And میں نا what I was just telling you earlier, okay, I have this client and I made a mistake with this one client. And as a therapist, it's very strange for people to imagine that you would make mistakes with your clients. It's probably very strange for people to imagine that I'm even admitting this. But the fact is, it's not only me who makes mistakes, it's therapists who also have 50 years of experience.
Yeah.
And I'll bring this back to what you said. I just want to
say this here. Context, yeah.
Yeah. So I made a mistake with her. I said something that may have been insensitive. And after a few weeks, she tells me, and I just apologized for it. She was surprised that I apologized for it, and she was expecting me to justify it in some way. But I said, no, you know, I'm going to make mistakes, and this probably also is not the last mistake that I'm going to make, because this might be a professional relationship, but it's a human relationship.
Yeah.
And no matter what human relationship there is, there's going to be mistakes. And once you are able to overcome that mistake, phir aap aage badh sakte ho aur aapki relationship aur bhi healthy ho sakti hai. Now, she said something very interesting at the end of that conversation. She said ki, you know, people on public platforms, wo therapist ki baat kar rahi thi, lekin mere khayal se this applies to anyone who's sort of a public figure. She said that they seem like gods, and it's not that they're trying to be, it's that that's what they seem like demigods or something like that. And when a god makes a mistake, their followers become atheists.
Right.
That was just, I was blown away when she said that. Yeah. Right. And I think that applies as much to, you know, therapists as it does to any other profession.
Yeah.
Especially yours, especially someone who has such a large following.
And people are looking up to you and they're thinking, yeah, jo kar raha hai, sahi kar raha hai, ye humne karna hai life mein aur sara ka sara.
Exactly. So definitely, yeah. I think it has a huge impact in that manner. I think, or your perception management, for example, you feel like you have to make your hair every morning because it gets you higher engagement, right?
Yeah.
You're managing people's perception of you. Now, on one hand, that's very, very important because that's how you're going to grow.
And that's the economy. Like, that's the social economy, right? And
exactly.
And that's probably the biggest for creators, and most of the creators I know. Wo badi confused situation mein, because ek point ke upar unko ye ho raha hai ke they want to be themselves. To be very honest, who wants to go out of their way, you know, make extra efforts just to make people perceive them better? But the fact is that the social economy dictates that you can't truly be yourself, right? You have to be the best version of what people want you to be. And I see, and to be very honest, if you know, mental health ki baat kare, you know, we regularly meet up content creators, etc. Main aapko bata raha hu, it's an incredibly huge pandemic in content creators. Even before the cancel culture, जितने भी क्रिएटर्स थे वो एक बहुत अजीब सी सिचुएशन में थे. दे वरंट इनफ पीपल हु दे कुड टॉक टू, नॉट इनफ पीपल हु कुड रिलेट टू इट. सामने आकर आपका मतलब आप टोटल ऑडियंस के उस पर हैं, यू नो, सहारे पे हैं कि ऑडियंस आपको किस तरह ले रही है. वही आपकी सेल्फ इस्टीम बढ़ा रही है, वही आपकी सेल्फ इस्टीम गिरा रही है. आप बाहर जाके किसी दोस्त यार से बात करते हैं, उसको नहीं समझ आती कि पब्लिक फिगर कैसा होता है, क्या होता है. और सुबह शाम, यू नो, कभी कभार इस तरह होता है. फॉर एग्जांपल, पिछले दिनों हमारी डिस्कशन हो रही थी कि जी आप इंसान का दिन पूरा गुजरता है ना.
yeah.
कोई दोस्त कॉल कर देता है, वो कह देता है यार तूने ये नहीं किया, वो नहीं किया, आप तब जाते हो. बट शाम को 4 बजे आपका, लेट से 3 बजे आपका ये मसला हुआ, और 4 बजे जो है आपने कमिट किया हुआ है एक ब्रांड को कि जी मैंने इस इवेंट पर जाना है या मैंने ये आपकी स्टोरी डालनी है. एंड सडनली यू हैव टू टेक इट ऑल ऑफ. नाउ यू हैव टू कम्प्लीटली चेंज योर वाइब and go online and be like, hey guys, ye is tarah is tarah is tarah, and a lot of people will come out and say you're disingenuous.
Yeah.
And they're right, but you're reading that as well and you're just like, yaar, I mean, what do I do,
right? I mean, I think it's great for you to admit that, you know. Okay. Yeah. Even, I mean, it's saying something ki even you feel disingenuous when you might do that at times.
Yeah.
But you have to,
you have to.
So I think that pandemic thing you just mentioned, it's a pandemic of loneliness.
100%. Yeah.
Because it's वैसे ही मुश्किल है इतना लोगों के साथ कनेक्ट करना, और फिर ऊपर से आपको एक हायर स्टैंडर्ड पे रखा जाता है. आई मीन, यू नो,
अच्छा उसमें मैं एक चीज़ ऐड करूँ ना, मज़ार बात ये, कोई आम आदमी लोनली होता है ना तो उसको पता होता है ये लोनली है, ये बेचारा लाइफ में सैड है, डिप्रेस्ड है.
इंटरेस्टिंग. अच्छा
अच्छा, आप तो लोनली हो ही नहीं.
हाँ.
यू हैव एवरीथिंग, यू नो, यू आर प्रिविलेज्ड. आपको तो इतनी फॉलोइंग है. उस फॉलोइंग का मैंने क्या करना है इफ एज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग आई एम नॉट.
या. Yeah. And how do you create connection, man? Aap connection yun hi create hota hai ke you and I are getting to know each other 3-4 months later. We have a problem. We discuss that problem. If we're able to get through it in a healthy manner, the relationship is stronger, the friendship is stronger.
Right.
You relationship kisi kism ki bhi ho, jab tak usme galti nahi hogi, usme growth nahi hogi. Now, what do you do when you have no relationship with 100,000 people who are watching you?
Yeah.
And then you say something they don't like.
Yeah.
Right? There's this really, really great book. It's called So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. John Ronson is a very, very good writer. Uske andar usne kuch stories uthai hain of public figures jinko publicly shame kiya gaya. Some of them weren't even public figures, actually. Ek aurat thi who made a really bad joke about AIDS in Africa. She ends up losing her job.
Achha.
She doesn't get hired for anything else because they Google her name. And what's the first thing that comes up? Articles that canceled her.
Right.
And phir public figures kabhi tha. And it basically talks about how this new age that we're living in, hume samajh bhi nahi aa rahi. First of all, how do you redeem yourself? For example, if I made a bad joke when I was 15, that was insensitive at the time. Aur wo maine Twitter pe post kiya tha 10 saal pehle. Ab it resurfaces. It probably has very little to do with who I am as a person 10, 11 years on.
Yeah.
Now what? Now what do I do? You know? And so how do you redeem yourself? Or kya koi limit hai ki acha nahi 5 saal ke andar ye usne post kiya to fir main isko blame karunga warna main nahi karunga.
Haan, warna purana ho gaya.
Exactly. And ab baat ye hai ki even with therapists, matlab, you know, my seniors, my teachers who are from a previous generation of therapists, I think they're not very well, they don't really understand social media like, you know, we do because we grew up in it.
Right.
I saw this really interesting picture. You must have seen it too. It's just this picture on Instagram. I think I was scrolling and I saw it. It said that there was a time where we used to go online to escape the real world. And now we feel like we have to go offline to escape the online world, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I say digital detox, who thought 15 years ago anyone, these terms would even exist? Okay, digital detox?
Yeah.
What do you do on a phone? I remember when the first phone came, it was a Motorola L6. It wasn't a smartphone. There wasn't much I could do on it, you know?
Yeah.
But then smartphone, social media, this stuff has changed the game entirely.
And it's not just like, now phone to raha hi nahi hai na. Ab to wo aapki ek productivity device ban gayi hai, jisme aap sab kuch kar rahe hain, apne ghar ko usi se control kar rahe hain, aapki itni sari cheeze uske sath mil gayi hain ki aapke liye completely like kehna ki main apne phone ko ek dabbe mein dal ke rakh dun ek pure din ke liye, wo mushkil hona shuru ho jata hai. Aapka work uske upar hai, emails us pe aa rahi hain, wagaira wagaira.
Pay your bills.
Yeah, absolutely. And
just that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing that I really sort of want to understand is ke for on a consumer, so humne influencers ki baat ki, usko thoda side pe rakhte hain, on a consumer standpoint, social media ye logon ko ab thoda thoda samajh aana shuru ho gaya hai ke social media toxic hona shuru ho gaya hai. But wo hota hai na ki mujhe hamesha is cheez ke upar problem hoti hai ke jab hum thoda bahut hi zyada left right ya hum black and white kar dete hain either. So jab log kehte bhi hai ke yaar main social media se bada tang aa raha hu ya, main envious ho raha hu ya, whatever, तो कोई ना कोई दोस्त होता है आपका, कहता है यार मैं तुझे कहा था ना फेसबुक डिलीट कर, इंस्टाग्राम डिलीट कर, यू नो. एंड दैट आई फील लाइक इज एन एक्सट्रीम स्टांस.
या
बिकॉज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे आपने एक सोसाइटी के अंदर रहना है और सोसाइटी का नॉर्म इज सोशल मीडिया. बट देन दिस कॉन्स्टेंट नीड टू चेक सोशल मीडिया एंड देन इट हिटिंग योर सेल्फ एस्टीम एंड इट बिकमिंग अ वेरी एडिक्टिव, वेरी वेरी अनहेल्दी मीडियम. और आपने डिजिटल डिटॉक्स की बात की, सो कैन यू एलैबोरेट अ लिटिल बिट मोर ऑन के यार क्या एग्जैक्टली इंसान कर सकता है जिसमें वो कनेक्टेड भी रहे, वो नॉर्मल इंडिविजुअल भी रहे, बट वो थोड़ा सा वो जाए.
यू नो, जब पैंडेमिक स्टार्ट, जब कोविड स्टार्ट हुआ था, तो आई वाज डूइंग अ लॉट ऑफ सेशंस, मुझे डिफरेंट ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस में लाया था, स्पीक अबाउट स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट ड्यूरिंग टाइम्स ऑफ कोविड एंड व्हाट नॉट. तो एक चीज जो मैं कह रहा था और बहुत थेरेपिस्ट कह रहे थे कि जस्ट बिकॉज आप सोशल डिस्टेंसिंग प्रैक्टिस कर रहे हैं, इसका मतलब नहीं है कि आपको इमोशनल डिस्टेंसिंग प्रैक्टिस करने की ज़रूरत है. और इसका मतलब यही था कि यू नो, यू हैव योर फोन्स, हैव योर लैपटॉप्स, यू कैन स्टे कनेक्टेड विदाउट मीटिंग ईच अदर. बट
मैं वही सोच रहा था.
बट ओवर द लास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स अब हमें नज़र आ रहा है कि यू नो, कोविड के दौरान स्क्रीन टाइम सिग्निफिकेंटली इंक्रीज हुआ है, स्लीप पैटर्न्स खराब हो रहे हैं. It's becoming a real problem. I'm going to get to digital detox in just a second. Us pe pahunchta hu, but something you said, so mere dimag mein khayal aaya. Ek cheez jo main dekhta hu clinic mein, meri kabhi kabhi ye conversations hoti hain. There's this person that I'm following and he just posts this stuff and I just don't like it. Okay, why don't you unfollow him? That's so immature. What?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the sense of, I mean, your unfollow buttons, your like buttons, your comment buttons, your share buttons are you have some level of control on what you get to see on your screen. You have some level of control on the content that you are consuming. If you have someone in your feed who has shown themselves to be a negative influence on you, initially, I understand where it comes from, but initially I was very surprised to hear, I don't want to unfollow this person or that person because unfollowing them is immature. I'm sure you've heard this before as 100%. Well. So, and then, I sort of have to dive a bit deeper into their understanding of maturity. Kya hoti hai? Immaturity kya hoti hai? Achha, isko leave karna immature kya hoga? Okay, how about responsibility towards yourself? Agar aapko pata hai ek cheez aapko negatively impact kar rahi hai, do you not want to remove it from your life?
Right.
Uspe ek pre-conversation karni padti hai. To sabse pehle to ye ki digital detox pe to aate hain, but jab aap screen time le bhi rahe hain, aap jis content ko consume kar rahe hain, are you careful with who you and what you're consuming? To if someone you're following is just posting strange stuff, whether it's a friend or whether it's a public figure, unfollow them if you don't like it. I mean, that's purely within your control. It has nothing to do with maturity. It has nothing to do with immaturity. It has to do with taking care of your mental health.
Right.
Because bahut impact hota hai. Phir jab hum digital detox ki taraf jate hain, ab aam taur pe, how you said black and white, to ispe bhi jab hum baat karte hain, to people think black and white. Oh, main 5 dinon ke liye apna phone door rakh dunga, 2 dinon ke liye apna phone door rakh lunga. ये उस तरह की मिसाल है कि have you ever been on a diet?
I haven't.
Any sort of diet? I've been on diets.
Right.
And एक ज़माना था where I would go on a diet and मेरा होता था कि मेरे completely clean खाना है. Completely clean खाने का मतलब है कि मैंने एक bite भी नहीं लेनी उस cookie की जो मेरी बहन ने बना के fridge में रखी हुई है.
Right.
फिर what would happen is अगले दिन मैं एक bite ले लूँगा. Oh, यार. मेरी तो डाइट खराब हो गई है
और सब खराब हो गया,
पूरी कुकी खा लेता हूँ. नाउ इट मेक्स नो सेंस बिकॉज अगर इफ यू थिंक ऑफ इट इन टर्म्स ऑफ नंबर्स, अगर मैंने 20 एक्स्ट्रा कैलोरीज खाई हैं उससे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा इफ आई जस्ट गो बैक ऑन माय डाइट, बट व्हाट हैपेंस, आई एंड अप ईटिंग अनदर 300-400 कैलोरीज ऑफ दैट सेम थिंग एंड दैट एंड्स अप हैविंग अ बैड इंपैक्ट ऑन माय बॉडी. तो दैट्स दैट ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट थिंक. या तो मैं ऑल और नथिंग, इसको हम CBT कॉग्निटिव बिहेवियरल थेरेपी में बहुत बात करते हैं, इट्स व्हाट यू कॉल अ कॉग्निटिव डिस्टॉर्शन, कि ईदर यू गो ऑल इन वन डायरेक्शन और all in the other. तो यूं ही डिजिटल डिटॉक्स ये मतलब नहीं है कि आपको हफ्ते के लिए अपने फ़ोन को साइड पे फेंकना है, लैपटॉप को साइड पे फेंकना है. यू कैन टेक आउट आवर्स इन द डे कि मैं 8 PM से लेके 10 PM तक, 10 PM से लेके 12 PM तक फ़ोन नहीं यूज़ करूँगा. एंड वाला आई एम ऑन इट, मैं उसमें स्लीप हाइजीन की भी चीज़ ऐड करना चाहता हूँ कि फ़ोन में ब्लू लाइट एंड वो बेसिकली रोकते हैं मेलाटोनिन के रिलीज को. मेलाटोनिन आपके ब्रेन के अंदर वो हार्मोन है जो कि इट हेल्प्स मेक यू टायर्ड एंड sleepy. Has right. Something to do with your quality of sleep too. When you're on your phone right before you sleep, you're suppressing its release. You don't want to do that because that's going to impact your sleep negatively. So to everyone listening, my one tip I can give is that 1.5 hours at least before you sleep, get rid of your screens. That can right. be your digital detox for the day.
And that's the thing that psychology is online affecting you, it's affecting physical world mein bhi in this way. Wo affect kar rahi hai cheez.
हाँ,
आपकी स्लीप खराब होगी तो आपका मूड खराब होगा, मूड खराब होगा तो फिर अगेन यू आर गोइंग टू गेट इनटू द साइकिल ऑफ फीलिंग वर्स एंड वर्स एंड वर्स एंड वर्स.
एग्जैक्टली यार, पता है, और फिजिकल की बात की ना, तो आमतौर पे जब हम स्ट्रेस के बारे में सोचते हैं, सोशल मीडिया कहीं से भी आए, तो वी इमेजिन दैट स्ट्रेस इज जस्ट अ मेंटल थिंग एंड इट डजंट. लेट मी जस्ट शेयर अ वेरी स्मॉल एक्सपेरिमेंट विद यू क्विकली. आई रेड दिस रियली इंटरेस्टिंग एक्सपेरिमेंट. अब मुझे नंबर्स नहीं याद फॉर एनी साइंटिस्ट हू आर हियरिंग मी, आई एम सॉरी. So there was this really interesting experiment where they took this group of patients jinki surgery ki, ek group ko unhone rakh diya pre-op room mein operation ke baad, ek group ko unhone rakh diya post-op room mein. If I'm not wrong, I think ke there was a significant something like 22-23% difference tha. Same surgery hui hai lekin recovery time un logon ka kam tha जो कि पोस्ट ऑप में थे. यू नो, पोस्ट ऑप में हर किसी का ऑपरेशन हो गया है, यू रिलैक्स एंड व्हाट नॉट, सो यू रिकवर क्विकर.
राइट.
प्री ऑप में जो लोग थे, अभी एवरीवन्स एंग्शियस इन दैट रूम, यू रिकवर स्लोअर. एंड देयर इज सो मच रिसर्च दैट टेल्स अस, ये हमें पता है कि स्ट्रेस का एक डायरेक्ट इंपैक्ट आपके इम्यून सिस्टम पे. द मोर स्ट्रेस्ड यू आर, द लेस फंक्शनिंग योर इम्यून सिस्टम विल बी एंड द मोर ससेप्टेबल यू आर टू डिफरेंट इलनेसेस, मेंटल एंड फिजिकल एज वेल बाय द वे. तो यू नो, ये इट्स नॉट लाइक ओह इट्स जस्ट मेंटल, इट्स फिजिकल टू. आई मीन स्ट्रेस इज फिजिकल. एंड स्पेशली वो लोग जिन लोगों के लिए बहुत मुश्किल होता है अपनी चीज़ों के बारे में बात करना, उनके फिजिकल सिम्टम्स ही निकलते हैं एंग्जाइटी के.
राइट.
हार्ट बीट फास्ट, गैस्ट्रिक इश्यूज, हाथ शेक करेंगे, स्टफ लाइक दैट. तो या
ओके सो आई ब्रिंग यू बैक टू जो हम पहले बात कर रहे थे ठीक है थोड़ा सा इन्फ्लुएंसर साइड ऑफ थिंग्स के ऊपर. अच्छा जब एक इन्फ्लुएंसर है और वो यू नो हमारे पास दो कॉन्वर्जेशन उठती हैं. एक कॉन्वर्जेशन ये होती है कि भाई यू नो व्हेन वी आर गोइंग आउट देयर एंड वी आर डूइंग ग्रेटर एंड बेटर एंड ऑल ऑफ दोज थिंग्स तो हम और इवन एक्चुअली मैं ये कहूँगा इवन इन्फ्लुएंसर्स नहीं जब हम सोशल ओवरऑल की बात करते हैं दोस्त यार वगैरह तो जनरली वी टेंड टू शेयर द बेस्ट like the best things that are happening in our lives right so to ek conversation to ye kya jab when everybody is doing that to aapko ek sort of society ko ek motivation milti hai to be better versions of themselves and because of that wo automatically push karte hain kyunki humne pakistan mein particularly dekha like main jab isko is sort of economics ke perspective se dekh raha hota na to america ke andar 70 se leke aaj tak jo hai wo unhone american dream ka concept bana diya और उन्होंने सबको लगा दिया कि यू कैन बी अ मिलियनेयर यू कैन बी अ मिलियनेयर एंड एनीबॉडी कैन बी एनीथिंग एंड
डेफिनेटली
एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट पीपल वर स्लेविंग अवे टू इंश्योर दैट दे क्रिएट अ बेटर वर्ल्ड दे क्रिएट अ बेटर सोसाइटी एंड ऑटोमेटिकली यू नो स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग ऑफ दैट कंट्री ग्रू. अच्छा पाकिस्तान में वो पोस्ट भुट्टो जो है वी हैड अ वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ कम्युनिस्टिक मेंटालिटी वेयर एनीबॉडी हु वाज रिचर एनीबॉडी हु वाज यू नो उस तरह से तो वो हमें लगता था करप्ट है या इस तरह है और somehow doing you know making money became this demonized thing in Pakistan aur wo mujhe aaj bhi nazar aata hai ki a lot of times you know when it comes to people making money to wo bahut easily unko you know you burn the rich and privileged and wo sare sara like agar there should be a difference between people with hard earned money
yeah
and people who've inherited money right But then with social media, what I see is that a lot of people are now looking to increase their standard of living because they've realized that one way or the other, jo hai na, unko ye ho gaya ki acha yaar, wo meri ek, maine ek influencer ko dekha aur usne ghar apna kitna acha set kiya hua tha, uska ghar pehle mere jaisa tha, but ab usne itna acha ghar set kiya, to I should push myself as well. And maine kisi you know influencer ko dekha aur wo ghar se baithi hui hai aur wo kaam kar rahi hai aur main bhi ghar pe shaadi ke baad aayi hu aur main farigh hoti hu 4-5 ghanta, to maybe I should learn a skill and do something and so on and so forth. So there is that positive side of social media jisme yahi jo puri ki puri cheez hai wo positively hoti hai but then there is the alternate side kya karti hai ki wo kehti hai ki ji kyunki aap constantly logon ko dikha rahe hain ki bigger and better and bigger and better to jin logon ko you know jo log apni lifestyle nahi change kar sakte for whatever reason for outside variables ya wo mentally nahi kar pa rahe strong nahi hai ye wo mazid depression mein ja rahe hain so Where do you how do you perceive this conversation and where do you draw the line ke kya sahi hai kya galat hai because again isme camps bane hue hain influencer side of things kehte hain ki nahi bhai theek hai hum kar rahe hain you know hame paisa bhi ban raha hai aur hum consumer ko bhi help kar rahe hain wagaira wagaira hum fashion blogger hain hum tech blogger hain we're teaching all of these people so many things and then there is the twitter side of things who say you know ye sare ke sare influencers hain aur ye jo hai na tabah kar rahe hain society ko And I think the reality is somewhere in the middle. There is some sort of responsibility jo ke influencer side pe banni chahiye hai and then there is they are also doing something good as well.
So I wish I knew where the middle path was. I really don't but I'll, so my thoughts on this are ke you know what you just said ke aap social media pe kisi ko dekhenge living a good life and you'll want to up your standards. So I think एक फर्क ये होगा कि ओ वाई डज ही हैव दिस एंड वाई डोंट आई देर इज दैट एंड देन देर इज ओ वाओ इफ ही कैन हैव इट मे बी आई कैन टू लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल गैरी वी
राइट
दैट गाय हैज सच अ पॉजिटिव एंड अपलिफ्टिंग
एटीट्यूड
या एंड एनर्जी टू हिम एंड हिज यू नो हिज ही हैज सो मच इंटरेक्शन विद हिज ऑडियंस एंड हैव यू एवर सीन हाउ ही रिस्पॉन्ड्स टू हिट डज इट इन अ ब्यूटिफुल वे
अच्छा
इफ यू एवर गेट अ चांस टू लुक सो Now that guy, he's all about, hey, I did it, you can too. You know, right. he's very out there about it. He's very out there about his failures and whatnot. But then flip it on the other side. If you see someone, jo ki kabhi bhi, you know, they're never vulnerable about what their difficulties are, what their failures are. That's going to be difficult because that's going to create a very unrealistic image. Lekin phir, you don't have to be vulnerable if you don't want to people you don't know.
So yeah.
there's a, you know, wahan pe confusion aati hai, wahan pe dilemma aata hai ki, achha yaar, main... मुजम्मिल क्यों
हाँ
वनरेबल हूँ इन लोगों की तरफ जिनको मैं जानता ही नहीं हूँ नो वन हैज़ अ राइट टू नो यू
या
राइट डू यू हैव अ डू यू हैव अ रिस्पांसिबिलिटी श्योर यू डू यू हैव अ रिस्पांसिबिलिटी यू नो बी अ लिटिल एथिकल व्हेन यू पोस्ट सर्टेन थिंग्स एंड व्हाट नॉट बट at the same time, no one has a right to see you in that hair that you wake up with.
Yeah, like absolutely, right? So the idea of the internet was blogs ka jis tarah hota tha. You didn't know who the person was. You just knew ki yaar iske ye khayal aate hain. But more and more often than not, ab hona ye shuru ho gaya hai ki jis tarah abhi hamari before the podcast discussion ho rahi thi of what you'd like for your platform to be like, right?
Yeah.
Ki hum agar koi banda achhi baat kar raha hai to hum keh rahe hain ye kyun kar raha hai achhi baat? Iske piche kya thought process hai? ये बड़ा कैसे हुआ है, इसकी करता क्या है ये सुबह वो, और वो मैंने देखा कि वो परपेचुएट भी हुआ बिकॉज ऑफ दोस आर्टिकल्स जो आपके फेसबुक पे आते रहते हैं, यू नो दी सीईओज वेक अप एट 5 AM
एंड फाइव थिंग्स टू डू टू बिकम सक्सेसफुल
राइट, एंड देयर ऑल अ बंच ऑफ क्रैप टू बी ऑनेस्ट, बिकॉज वो उस बंदे का स्टाइल ऑफ अचीविंग सक्सेस है, आपका कुछ और डिफरेंट हो सकता है, बट उसकी वजह से ना व्हाट पीपल डू इज के दे गो एंड दे एक्सपेक्ट कि अब हर बंदा जो है वो अपनी हर चीज बताएगा, और अगर वो नहीं बता रहा तो इसका मतलब है कि कोई ना कोई गेम है,
कोई सीक्रेट है जो मुझे नहीं पता चल रहा,
हाँ कोई सीक्रेट है वो उसको छुपा रहा है, वो हमें चूना लगा रहा है, कि या वो ये हो रहा है कि जो दिखाया हुआ है उसी में से हर चीज ढूंढने की कोशिश करो, कि अच्छा फिर इसका मतलब है इसकी तो जिंदगी ऐसी है, वो मैंने ना उसके पीछे मतलब यार हमें तो कभी कभार मैं देखता हूँ कि हमारी ना वो पीपल आर वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, लाइक वो आपकी एक स्टोरी होगी, आपके पीछे बेडशीट कौन सी है, आपके पीछे यू नो घर किस तरह सेटअप हुआ है, लोगों ने पूरे पूरे माइंड मैप्स बनाए हुए होते हैं,
अच्छा
हाँ,
ओह दैट्स वाओ,
यू नो समटाइम्स यू डोंट इवन शो पीपल अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स एंड लोगों ने पीछे बैठकर देख दिखा कर सब बना लिया होता है दिमाग में कि इनका ये सीन है और अब मुझे समझ आ गई, बिकॉज एवरीबॉडी इज ट्राइंग टू सॉर्ट ऑफ साइको एनालाइज,
यार आई थिंक दूसरी चीज ये भी है ना कि पिछले 10-15 साल में आई मीन इन्फ्लुएंसर कल्चर आया है, फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू कैन डायरेक्टली ट्वीट सिटिंग हियर
Yeah.
The president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
When could you ever do that before
in
your life, you know? So it's, I think ke jo ab aap connect kar sakte hain, accessibility jo mil gayi hai na har ek ki taraf, I think that's really changed things. Evolutionarily, agar aap dekhein, this is, it's only been what, 10-15 years since this has been happening. We still have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
We still have no idea how to manage it, how to contain it.
And how it will truly impact us.
Yeah, and we're still understanding how it will impact us. And also the, just the rate of technological advancement is really fast and research is just trying to keep up from what I understand.
Yeah.
But iski cheez matlab aapko 2020 tak jo technological impact tha wo tabhi samajh mein aayega theek tarah jab aap 2040 se dekh rahe hoge.
Ha bilkul absolutely.
Because then wo hindsight is always 2020 wali baat ho jati hai. So I think ke jo public access hai na public figures ki taraf, that has really changed things and it's really made things difficult for both the public figure and the person consuming the public figure.
Right.
Ke, you know, like I was saying earlier, ke, yaar, why does anyone, I mean, no one has a right to really demand anything of your personal life from you if you don't want to share them. So, lekin ab kya hota hai ke, pehle you were only accessible to your close friend circle. Now everyone has this opportunity to tell you what you should be like and what you shouldn't be like. I mean, I face it on my platform too. So I think that's a real problem for people who are on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. And isme main ek cheez add karna chahunga ki I feel like a lot of times influencers, particularly content creators, you know, who are just starting out, wo dekhte hain aur wo bada demotivate hote hain. Wo kehte hain ki yaar, you know, this is happening. Like we probably started at the worst time, you know, it's become so difficult. You know, ek to cancel culture hai, cancel culture, you know, you're overly scrutinized, over-scrutinized ho rahe hote hain constantly on public platforms. Aur logon ko lagta hai ki ye ek naya phenomenon hai, right? So, when I look at the 70s or the 80s of the US, theek hai, ab social media hai, to it's done in a different way, but US ke andar na, aapke paas, you know, TMZs and paparazzis and all of these people existed. And jaisa ki aapne kaha ki, you know, nobody has a right to your life. Yeah. But the fact is, Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and all of these people, nobody had a right to their lives. They were singers, right? Or actors or whatever. But ye culture, I feel like ye human psyche ke andar hamesha se raha hai. Ke hum wohi demigods banayin. Aur pehle unko na demigods banakar unki har cheez dhoondne ki koshish karein. Aur phir unko girayin. Like ye maine literally dekha hai ke ye सोशल मीडिया पे आज भी होता है जैसा कि ये पहले वक्तों में होता था. फ़र्क ये था कि उस वक्त उनकी एज ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन बहुत क्विकली आ गई हुई थी. हम लोग स्टोली चल रहे थे तो हमारे थोड़े से सक्सेसफुल लोग होते थे वो PTV CTV वाले होते थे और बड़ा कंट्रोल मीडिया एनवायरनमेंट होता था. अब विद सोशल मीडिया विद गोइंग थ्रू द सेम थिंग दैट दे वेंट थ्रू एंड वो उनके मैगजीन्स आ रहे हैं और कवर फोटो के ऊपर यू नो लिंडसे लोहान डिड दिस एंड दिस डिड दैट मैंगो बाद आजकल वही कह रहे हैं.
हाँ ट्रू True.
You know, oh, you would not believe what Sayed Mudammil Hasan Zaidi did.
Yeah.
You know, or what Irfan Junaid just said. Because, why? Because, pehle, acha, wo hoga kya ki aapko pehle koi acha lagega. Aap usko chadhaoge, 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 chadhaoge. Jab wo chadh jayega na, ab ye ek by default hai ki ab aapne usko girana hai. So then you will go around, you will find faults in every possible thing jo ki aapko wahan par nazar aati hai.
So, I mean, forms like Mango Bazaar वैसे भी are based around the majority public opinion, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to write what sells in that situation. I mean, that's my layman view of it. I could be completely wrong. But that's how I feel when I see a lot of these, and not just Mango Bazaar, but other platforms like that too. Those are usually the articles that are popping up.
Yeah, because
very strangely titled.
They're all driven by जो पहले होता था कि what will sell.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, न्यूज को ऐसे घुमा दो ताकि क्यों पापराजी लिंडसे लोहान पेरिस हिल्टन को फॉलो करते थे बिकॉज यू नो दे न्यू के पब्लिक को इतना इनके मिनट टू मिनट को इंटरेस्ट होता है. डियाना के साथ ये हुआ, रॉयल फैमिली तो पूरी की पूरी आज तक उनके साथ ये होता है. तो आई फील लाइक दैट एंड आई फील लाइक वी डोंट रियली सॉर्ट ऑफ ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट इनफ कि यू नो एज अ पब्लिक फिगर व्हाट्स द साइकोलॉजी. You're not just a public figure anymore. Like, you're not just someone who joke na, oh, you know, I talk about, you know, main an analyst hoon, for example. Aur main cheezein likhta hoon. Purane waqton mein main likhta tha, akhbar mein jaati thi, mera naam laga hota tha, and that's it. But now I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
And if I go to a party, meri tasveer aa jayegi, dekho zara ye kya kar raha hai.
Bilkul.
You know, if I'm doing this and I'm doing that, every aspect of your life is now scrutinized. And pehle wo bade superstars ka hota tha, ab wo zyada sara bas the masses mein chala
gaya.
So this is an entirely new
phenomenon
and it's entirely new territory.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And you know, just to add to what you just said, because I feel like ek point mein probably I'm going to sound like a broken record because I'm probably going to keep saying this on every podcast. Where are our consumer psychologists? Where are our marketing psychologists? We don't have any because those fields don't exist here.
Yeah.
So hamare logon ko zyada zarurat hai ki expand kare because, you know, on an individual level, what can we do? We can really try and find the person in the public figure.
Yeah.
Really try and, if you don't want to connect with them, at least try and understand that they are as human as you are. They are as privy to faults as you are. Aapke unke beech ek bahut bada fark ye hai ki aapki galti duniya nahi dekh sakti, unki dekh sakti hai.
Right.
So, and you really can't imagine what that could be like. And that's something that the general public doesn't really understand. And I didn't understand it for the longest time. And but then, of course, as I started reading more, tab mujhe iska idea hona shuru hua. I didn't understand that for the longest time. And I'm sure you were in the same place when you were younger.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely. And then I was very passionate about my Facebook, dekha na, 2013, before 2013. So, I was sitting on every thing. Commentary kar raha tha, baitha hua.
Yeah, Muzammil, I'm sure ke, matlab, you started off in 2010 making content, right? So right. I'm sure when you started off, if you would ever see ki yaar is bande ke paas 100k Facebook pe hain, tab to Facebook hi zyada tha ki 100k Facebook ke upar hai, you must think of that person like, oh wow,
yeah,
how did you do that? Kis kism ka banda hai, trying to really understand them. And I was reading this book Staring at the Sun by this amazing therapist. Usme usne ek badi mazey ki baat ki. He said that our need to find mentors, he was talking about mentorship, our need to find mentors is representative of our inherent need to find superior beings. And he connected that with the concept of God. You know, okay,
yeah.
All of us want to believe that there's a God and that has a lot of value. But we also try and find people who are better than us in real life. We idealize people. And when we idealize people, we dehumanize them.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Idealization leads to dehumanizing others. And that's the problem. You know, you really have to reflect and be honest with yourself. Am I idealizing this person? I mean, Gary Vee, ke upar agar hum phir se jaye, I know a lot of people who idealize Gary Vee. Yeah. That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
They will literally look at him talking about his failures and they'll be like, oh, wow, this guy is perfect. Oh, no, listen to him. Yeah. He's talking about, he's being vulnerable. He's talking to you about where he's failed. He's telling you he's not what you think he is.
Yeah. And if he's failed before, he can fail again. Yeah. So taking everything that he's saying as if that's gospel is just...
That's a problem.
It's a poor strategy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think with anyone, if someone's following you, someone else, just trying to understand, yeah, these people are as human as I am and I don't know what it's like to be in the eye of the public because truly, nahi samajh sakte log, until they actually start reading about it or they meet people like you, but then how accessible are people like you?
Yeah.
You know?
Or unless you go through something like that yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a lot of people are in the eyes of the public, but they never truly understand it unless they, you know,
yeah.
jab tak wo unke upar padhti nahi hai.
Haan. Absolutely. And that wo cheez bhi aajkal kafi aasan hai na. Matlab, if the public on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, if they go after you, it's, I can't even imagine how stress inducing that is.
Yep. Yep. But yeah. So I think that wraps up our conversation today.
Yeah.
Isse conversation nikalti hai definitely ke वो कैंसिल कल्चर वाली हमने कॉन्वर्सेशन डिटेल में नहीं की बिकॉज आई रियली वांट टू सेट गेट अ साइकोलॉजिकल एस्पेक्ट टू इट. वो तो कहना बड़ा आसान है कि यू नो इट्स अ हॉरिबल थिंग, मेरे साथ तो ये तो है हॉरिबल है और दूसरी साइड पे. बट अगेन उसके अंदर भी बड़ी वो है कि कैंसिल कल्चर तो चलो कैंसिल कल्चर अनोइंग है, बट इंटरनेट आउटरेज जो है उसमें एक तो वो सोशल डिलेमा वाली बात आती है कि आउटरेज को इकोनॉमी का हिस्सा बना दिया तो नाउ यू गोना बी आउटरेज इवन व्हेन यू डोंट वांट टू बी. बट मोर इम्पॉर्टेंटली सर्टन थिंग्स डिजर्व आउटरेज like the motive rape kid.
Of course, yeah.
And then certain things don't. And what's the thought process behind how you can identify ke yaar main kis tarah kis cheez pe outrage karu? Because Hasan Minhaj ne 2000 ab to khair cancel ho gaya uska show unfortunately, but 2000
hey, Patriot Act got canceled. Oh, don't know why. Acha.
Yeah, because COVID ke baad wo live audience chala gaya. Live audience ke bagair us bande ke jo vibe thi na wo sari khatam ho gayi, so got canceled. But 2020 ki jo last episode thi usme usne ek baat boli, usne bola ki you know let's go into 2020 and let's start hum apne aap ko thoda sa relax karna shuru kare aur thoda sa na give yourself some space because you can't be outraged or passionate about everything. Like fatigue aa jayega aap logon ka ki you know climate change and gender rights and this and that and what not sara ka sara.
Compassion fatigue.
Yeah. And at the end of the day kya hoga ki yaar kuch log hain jo climate change ke bare mein hai aur wo kar rahe hain aur jis tarah hai, lekin jo aajkal hum dekhte hain ki you know you want influencers to talk about kuch bhi hota hai to why aren't you talking about this, why aren't mujhe to yani ki din mein na 15 log 15 different cheezon ke bare mein kar rahe hote hain. If I talk about start talking about everything I'm going to become a news channel.
I'm going to that's true.
So yeah. Again very detailed discussion hai because yes you should be vocal about things you're passionate about but also not go crazy.
Yeah.
Or get into a spiral. And yeah. I think we're going to have that in...
There's a lot of theories of social psychology on, you know, public outrage and cancel culture and whatnot. I think we can discuss that next time then.
Yeah.
I think just conclusively, I would just like to say that to anyone listening to this, if you're, you know, you're seeing a public figure over here, try and find the human in the person that you look at because I promise you that you're going to find the same flaws that you have.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's going to help you connect.
Yeah. Ali, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you.
This was Thought Behind Things. My name is Saeed Ahmed Zaidi, and I'll see you in the next one.